And joining us this week for a look at the science news headlines is science journalist Mark Peplow, the deputy news editor at science magazine Dan Cleary, and Phil Robinson from Chemistry World. So hello to all of you. Mark, if we could come to you first, can you tell us about this drug discovery story? What's all this about?
Yeah, so researchers at Microsoft, as well as at Stanford and Columbia universities in the US, have developed software that control web searches to find evidence of prescription drug side effects. What they did, they looked at a sample of 82 million different web searches from back in 2010, and they looked for two particular drug names, an antidepressant called paroxetine and a cholesterol-lowering drug called pravastatin. And they also looked for phrases associated with a side effect, high blood sugar. Now, that's a side effect that's already known to be produced when the two interact. It's a rare side effect. And what they found is that people who searched for both drugs were twice as likely to also search for symptoms like high blood sugar, like blurry vision, and a range of 80 other side effects that are associated with it. And in fact, 30% of those people did the searches all on the same day. Now, what they're drawing from that is that analyzing web searches for sort of combinations of drugs and side effects all being searched for by the same people at the same time could give drug regulators a tip-off about any unknown side effects out there.
Doesn't Google already do something similar for the flu? Because I heard a report where an epidemiologist said to me from the University of Oslo, Google knows when the flu's coming before the WHO.
Yeah, this sort of data mining, as it's known, is not really a new idea. Google Flu Trends has been tracking people's searches for flu-related terms since 2008. And on the whole, it's been pretty successful in predicting outbreaks of flu, actually faster than the US Centers for Disease Control. Twitter's been used in the same way, actually. Researchers used Twitter data back in 2010 to track the cholera outbreak in Haiti.
They also used it to track what mood the world was in at any given time of day.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that. and it showed that people were, funnily enough, in a better mood at weekends. And there was a little surge in positive sentiment around bedtime. But perhaps we won't go into why that is. But going back to what the drug companies are up to then and the regulators, how do they get the noise away from this? Because there must be lots of people typing in loads of things that are not relevant to that agent. So how do they get around that?
It can be tricky, actually. And this winter was a really good example of that. Google Flu Trends massively overestimated peak flu levels in the US this winter. And experts think it may be because there was so much media coverage of this severe flu season. So people who didn't have the flu were still searching frantically for information about it. So really, the next goal for researchers is to try and refine models to weed out this sort of excess signal. And they also have to prove, really, that the systems are reliable and timely enough to translate surveillance into healthcare action. Because at the moment, mostly this has been confined to sort of retrospective studies of health effects, epidemics and so on that we already know about. And they've gone back and proven that you could have seen this coming if you'd looked at the data at the time.
Is it not slightly slamming the door after the horse has bolted, though, doing it this way around? Are these not things that we should be picking up before an agent gets licensed?
Well, I mean, drug side effects, given how many drugs there are on the market, clinical trials at the moment certainly don't sort of cross-check taking one drug and another at the same time with every possible combination of every drug. Agencies like the US Food and Drug Administration rely on something called the Adverse Events Reporting System, which is where patients and doctors actually say, look, we're seeing some adverse effects when we use these two things in combination. And that's when they act on it. And the issue with these sort of data mining studies is that you could get an early tip off to that sort of stuff.
How do you know that these are effects that people are actually experiencing and not just say they've heard of someone who had that and they're going to Google it to see whether there's a chance they'll get it?
Well, that's possible. The researchers think that the signal that they saw in the data was just too big to be coincidence. Like I said, people who searched for both drug names and the symptoms as well, all on the same day. There were so many of those, twice as likely to come in those combinations as not. It seemed too much of a coincidence to be anything else.
So we can also use Cure for Hangover as a good way to predict when to start upping our output of painkillers, perhaps.